Hi, Ian.
Yep.
Hey, Ian, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
What's up, buddy? I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, everybody's been asking me. I've still got probably like 20 messages from through my company today to call you.
Really?
Yeah, all different kind of reps. I've had, a few of them send me different messages going, get back to him. And I just got back in from lunch. So I was like, I'm calling him now. But how are things going? I got a notification that we didn't finish client interview and all kinds of other things are going on. Cancellation requests, they popped up again.
Yeah. Well, because remember the other night whenever I said I wanted to call Brandon? Well, I think if we would have called him, he had talked to Jaron already, and I didn't realize it. Well, if we would have called him, he would have known, you know, that this wasn't the same company, and we could have avoided all this. I just hope that y'all didn't have to come out of pocket for anything already.
Well, I mean, they definitely put in the request for the name, address, and phone number cleanup. You know, usually that's the first thing we do on any account, and you were an account that had to change the business name and all the online listing. So definitely had to come out of pocket labor-wise, so to speak, you know, having our reps on there and getting that going.
Yeah.
So that's
kind of
what
that,
I was telling you.
I'm sorry,
I left you a voicemail. Yeah, that's what I was kind of what I was telling you is I left a voicemail because you needed a whole new Google business profile too because the name is different. They didn't want to have anything that matched up with the name, address, and phone number of the old business name.
Right? Yeah.
With excavation on it. So they had to create a whole new business profile and add us as a manager to that Google business profile. You can only add one manager once every 60 days. So even if we added another business or if you went to add another business or even if you stopped our service and added another business, Google is not going to give another entity access to that Google business profile until, you know, obviously we've jumped off of it and then it's a 60-day period. So that would kind of hinder you guys from progressing with another company even if I canceled the work. You know, and stopped working on the listing. So that's kind of my concern. If that hadn't been done, I would have just been able to kind of cancel it and refund everything. But I feel like at this point, it would be a kind of a waste, you know, of the $199 that I had you signed up on.
Yeah. Well, we're putting it under a whole new name, a whole new address, because we're merging two companies together. So
right. I mean, if we could swap the name again, that's possible. If the address and or the phone number is similar, we could swap it out. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just that's the thing. Like he had been talking to Jaron, in which I thought I had been talking to his boss, which would be you. So he was setting everything up with him, and he thought we were working together on it. But then after we got finished talking and after I paid the money is when we realized that, hey, this is two different companies.
Mm. And what does Jaron do? What do they... What's their role, or what do they plan on doing for your company?
Same stuff, assuming. But
he would have to work with a Google partner. Do you know the name of the company that he works with?
Yeah, it's Townsend.
You were telling me about that. I thought it was Town Square. It's Townsend?
Yeah.
Was it the one that I sent you the link on the last time we spoke?
I think so, yeah. I don't know. It could be different. I don't even remember what it was you sent. I mean, I could look it up, but I'm pretty sure But anyway, so it was a disagreement with between me and him, and it could have been avoided if we had called him that night. So now me and him have to get back on track. I have to, you know, figure all this out. We still have to get our LLC. That's not even done yet.
Right.
The name that we sent in was already taken, so we have to come up with something different. So we're off schedule anyway to what we were scheduled for. So, I mean, if I could just back out, that would be great. And my sincere apologies to you and anyone else that was involved. I really feel bad, man. But me and him have talked about it, and we agreed. Jaron calls him personally, I mean, at least twice a day. Uh-huh. Text message. So he feels better going with Jaron. It didn't matter to me.
Uh-huh.
So we both have to agree. So I'm in agreement. It doesn't matter. So if he wants to go with Jaron, we can go with Jaron.
Well, that hurts.
But yeah. Well, I'm sorry, and you know, I really am. Okay. But that's business. I know you understand that.
Yeah. No, of course. I'm just trying to, while you're talking to me, I'm trying to see if we can get you refunded. That's more my concern right now, is I don't want you paying for this if you guys aren't going to use it, regardless of what we put into it. I know we didn't purchase your domain name, so I'm grateful that we're backing out before that happened, because then that would be really
a no-go. I mean, I'm telling you, like, that's why I wanted to talk you to explain everything to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have been on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, it probably wouldn't even be on board to begin with, you know, if he had his mindset already with going with another company. You know,
well, at that time, we didn't even know that it was two different companies.
We didn't either. You know, we only thought it was you. We didn't know there was a partner or another company that you guys were merging when we first called you either, you know. So my opinion, my thought process when the first signing up was just everything would have to go through you. We had you listed as the business owner for Ian Robertson Excavation. Got your name on it, you know. So... I'm going to put in a request for cancellation on your account. I'll shut it down. But my concern is just, what does that do for Jaron, you know, your partner? Because if they start using any name, address, or phone number that's affiliated with what we submitted, that information matches up, you know, they're going to tell you guys you can only have one host on your Google Business profile at a time.
Yeah.
And so that would really hinder things for him. And getting you guys up and running for the next 2 months, it'd be like you're basically paying him for nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, if that's the case, I'm sure he'll let us know.
Yeah. But, you know, if we cancel this, it's not like, oh, let's go back and forth. If I shut it down and I get us off of it, we're off of it. You know, we're not going to reactivate an account that's canceled, you know.
So if I did call back, you wouldn't do it?
No, because that's it just goes into a separate folder. You know, there's past clients that have canceled. It'd have to go into like a completely different department that would handle that. And you're a canceled client where our merchant has, you know, reverse transactions, so. You know, they want to make sure that the cancellation wasn't, you know, what the reason was and things like that. So it's just a whole different category and qualified candidates list when it comes to posting someone the next time around for that industry. That would be the last person we go look at, was somebody who was on board and then backed out for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of looks like maybe they didn't like it, or they had a discrepancy, or they closed the doors, or they moved to a different area, you know, and then it just gets tossed into a different folder. So that's my concern too. And then if also we remove ourselves as the manager for your Google business profile, give you guys access to that, we don't get back into it or re-request management of it, you know? So that's just kind of the a concern there, is that it seems like you need to have a conversation with your partner and Jaren on, hey, I already committed to this thing for a 60-day period or 30 to 60-day period. I mean, I could still stop it before your next billing is due on January 16th. I pushed you out. So technically your month started today, realistically, because of the way I did your billing when I signed you up. I pushed it out 4 days. But yeah, I would definitely recommend, you know, revisiting that conversation. Maybe say, hey, Jaren, you know, I'm going to give these guys a shot. I signed up with it. I got to know the guy, you know, without, you know, I understand there was probably miscommunication there with your partner. And even us, too. I have an employee named Jaren. That's the funny thing. But you want to make sure that you're getting return for what you have invested, you know, at this point. Not just in the sense of the dollars and cents, but your actual Google business profile and getting it up there. You know, hey, we're going to try them out, and if things don't work, you know, we're going to go with you. You know, at least you have Jaren in your back pocket, but I don't think you're going to not like being on the first page and having people call you directly, you know?
Yeah.
So that would be my recommendation, but I could also just, you know, cancel it out, and then you guys can start up with Jaren at, I don't know what he's got you quoted at, and then, you know, like I said, the first 60 days basically from today, he's not really going to be able to get you guys much until they release that Google business profile, because that's what gets moved up to the first page of the search results. You know, he has to have access to that to actually put you on the first page for the services that you offer. If he can't gain access to that, then there's nothing to post, you know, that has to do with your phone number, that Owens Road address, or Ian Robinson Construction.
All right.
So, you tell me how you want to go about it, and I'll cooperate with it. If you want to let it run, I can get you in your client interview. We can get it all set up. They already sent out your PIN verification letter to your address. So they're just verifying that listing. And we can move forward with it, or if you want me to cancel it, I'll cancel it out. But I just want to make sure that you understand what that does to the Google business profile that was created for Ian Robinson Construction for your online listings with Google.
All right. So can I get back in touch with you? Like, is there a personal number I can call?
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. I was like, why doesn't he ever just call me directly? I kept leaving a voicemail with my number on it, but I'll retext it to you right now. Yeah, yeah, okay. I called you back yesterday two times. So you have two voicemails on there from me asking you to call me back when you can.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to get a hold of you myself.
Back.
No, you got to dial my... the direct number and extension, it's our company line with the extension 544. And that comes straight to me. Yeah, because I set your guys' account up a little different. Usually I have the business owners just go through our customer service department, but I know for you I gave you my direct number so you guys can call me directly.
I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, yeah, I wanted to talk with Jaren and pass on the information that you're giving me now. And
Did your partner already sign up with Jaren?
No, not yet, but it's, you know, like a verbal commitment. They were just waiting to talk to me, too. And then when I finally did, that's when we realized that it's two different companies.
Yeah, so, a paid and written signed agreement is a lot different than a verbal agreement, you know? You guys already paid us and signed a subscription terms that we were going to commit to it for at least 30 days. So that way we don't run into these kind of hiccups of, you know, oh, wait, you know, I changed my mind. I want my money back, you know. That's why it says in there that it's non-refundable, because that money goes into actually creating your account. I don't pay my guys $199 over the course of a month, you know what I mean, in order to do this for you guys. So just food for thought. But, yeah, talk to him and then get back to me and, you know, we'll take it from there. But either way, I want to make sure that you guys get taken care of and you're not getting the short end of the stick on this.
Well, so what if he doesn't know what you're talking about? Like, it's like as far as the Google not releasing it for 60 days.
Yeah, he probably doesn't. I mean, you usually have to know, you know, sometimes business owners have a marketing guy in-house and understand. And that's usually who would communicate with, but you guys are doing everything on your own. But when you create a Google business profile, you request a verification letter. And then you do that, and that PIN verification is what, you know, gives you that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are and verifies that you're real and you're actually out there. You know, you receive the postcard, it's a legitimate address, legitimate company. So once you request that, you could request it again, but the problem is you have a separate person managing it. Like, you could request the PIN yourself. You don't need us to request your PIN, right? But we're the ones who changed your business name and requested the PIN, and then we get added as the manager of that profile. So they added our company as if, like, we're your in-house marketing rep, you know, even though we're a Google partner agency. And you can only have one of those reps every 60 days. You can add a new one to that profile, but you can only have one at a time. So, like, that's why I'm telling you, if I canceled it, they're going to say, okay, well, this is your rep until February 16th. You know, they won't let you give them access to that business profile. They're going to need access to that profile in order to even get you guys on the first page. That's what I'm saying. If I shut it off today, and today's technically your guys' first day because I pushed out your billing for you and we started it up, you know, you're talking 60 days basically from today, like February 16th, before he can really even get in there to start doing what he's doing. And then it's probably going to take him 30 to 45 days to even get you guys significant results, unless he's a Google partner. You know, if he's a Google partner, he could probably get you up there in like 2 weeks. But now you're looking at, you know, 60 days plus, you know, let's say you guys are right on top of it, another 14, 15. You know, you're talking beginning of March. You know, you're missing like a whole quarter.
Okay.
You know, if you let us do our thing, we can get you up there. You know what I mean? We got a track record, 18 years in business. We're just on our anniversary is tomorrow, 18 years. So we got a big track record. If he wants to look us up and see our Google partnership, we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. So it's like, if we can't get you up there, nobody can. And that's what you guys are looking to pay for. And I might have even given you a better deal than what they're giving you. I mean, as far as the Google partners go, I'm sure that's the lowest rate you'll ever get from any kind of Google partner. I don't know if Townsend's even affiliated with Google in any kind of way. You told me they're not even in California.
Oh, man, this is a lot. Like, it's like I told you, it doesn't matter to me. Like, my profession is dirt work, not marketing, mm-hmm. definitely not computers. So
right.
I'm trusting y'all
yeah.
to help us out, and I also know nothing about what you're saying. So,
well, I mean, it would you would be a lot more understanding had we gone through the client interview process that we were supposed to go through on Tuesday. I don't know exactly everything we're listing you for, where we're listing you, you know what I mean? But we never got through that client interview, you know? And we're not going to actually post the Google business profile, even if we've created it, verified it, and have it as the active host, until we verify with you everything that you want to be seen for and where you want to be seen, you know? So that client interview is pretty huge. It's designed for someone like you that's not – computer savvy or good at marketing, you know, most business owners aren't. And then you also, even if you are good at it, you got to have a Google partner in order to get on the first page of Google. So you still need the service, even if you knew all the ins and outs as far as online marketing for the company. Even if you go get a Google certification, you know. So that's how Google gets their money. 85% of Google's income comes through the online marketing and their Google partners. So you can't get on the first page of Google and start getting customers without paying Google. There's just no way around it.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, you're on board with a Google partner. I got you on a rate that's half of what we normally charge. You know, if you go to our pricing page for that package, and I waived all setup fees just to kind of get your foot in the door and make sure everything's taken off the right way.
I don't know. I'm still at work right now, and I'm about to have to get out and do something, but
yeah, don't stress out. I mean, go work, talk to your partner. I'll leave it active until I hear from you. But we basically aren't going to move forward with actually posting you until we do a client interview. So if you do talk to him and you guys decide to, hey, you know, let's not waste money, you know, let's go the, you know, 30, 60 days with these guys and see what they can do, we're going to need to do that client interview when you're available and get you through that. It's only about 20, 30 minutes, but they ask you some pretty basic stuff about your business.
Yeah. I'm going to talk with him, and I'll try to reach back out as soon as possible.
Yeah, you got my direct number. Just dial that direct number and extension. Like, hit the 877, press 1, and then 544. It'll go right to me.
If you could text me that real quick.
Yeah, I sent it to you already.
I have it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I appreciate it, man. All right, well, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Look forward to hearing from you. Sorry about that. I know it comes off as bad news, kind of, huh? I feel like
it's all been a headache, but and then I have Angie over here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, get rid of those guys though. If there's ever one thing that you're for sure you need to get rid of, it's those guys.
They just charged me $300 this week.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saving you from. You know, once you're on the first page of Google, you don't need to pay per lead anymore. So that should be the first thing you're addressing, because $300 a week is like a $1,200 budget. We're talking about $200 over here. So don't stress about the two. Worry about the 12. And then, like I said, I'll make sure we get you as much bang for this buck to offset the cost. The good thing about your industry is the first job we get you is going to already have you in the positive in this first payments 2022 business expenses. So you guys will be able to write it off when you do your taxes in January.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost you anything. It's just technicalities.
All right, well, let me figure it out, and then I'll let you know something. But I appreciate all the help. I really do, man. I mean,
absolutely. I'm hoping we can work it out, and I can move forward with you, because I really enjoyed, talking to you and getting everything set up and getting to know you. I don't usually get on the phones that much anymore, so it was nice to get back on the line after a while, but then have this happen. It's kind of sad, too.
I really do appreciate it, though. You know, I just
– Yeah.
Me and him have to agree, and like I said, it doesn't matter to me, and he's never talked to you, so he doesn't have a personal relationship with you.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to agree, and he's completely not wanting to go away from Jaren. So, like I said, I'm going to have to talk to him and throw those things at him that you told me, and we'll see, but I'll let you know as soon as possible.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing from you. You're welcome.
Right,
no problem. All right. Bye-bye.